Hasn't it been great to be here this evening and sing praises to God? Just can't beat it. We've had a wonderful Lord's Day, and it's always a blessing to gather with God's family and to encourage one another and to have the opportunity, no, not the opportunity, the blessing to worship our God in heaven. You know, Waterloo is one of the most famous battles in history fought there on the mainland of Europe on June 18th, 1815. And it was the French army, commanded by Napoleon Bonaparte, against the Anglo-German-Dutch forces led by the Duke of Wellington, and the Prussian forces, commanded by General Gebhard Blücher. You know, Napoleon met defeat at Waterloo. We all know that. You know, it's even been coined into a phrase that he met his Waterloo. And Napoleon met his defeat there at Waterloo. But there's a story after that. There's a story about how that news returned to England. They sent a runner to the coastline, and he gave the message that Wellington had won the battle. And they took it on a boat across the English Channel. And when they reached the other side, they had these posts along the way, along the Thames River going toward London, that would pass the signal on from place to place to place by signal flags. And when it finally reached London, on top of the cathedral, they would post the message for everybody to see. Well, the message began to go up. And it said, Wellington defeated, and it was continuing to go, and a fog rolled in, like happens in London. And the last thing those people in London saw was, Wellington defeated. And they were heartbroken. They were crushed. People began to weep. People were completely distressed, believing that their army had been defeated and that Napoleon very well may not be able to be stopped. And rumors began to fly about the battle. But yet in a few hours, the fog lifted and they were able to look up onto the cathedral. And this time when they read it, it said, Wellington defeated the enemy. And in just a moment, defeat became victory. In just a moment, heartache became joy. And they began to celebrate the victory that they, for just a few moments earlier, thought was so far from reach. The message of defeat changed to the message of victory. When Jesus died on the cross that Friday afternoon, it looked like defeat. There was, I'm sure, in the disciples' hearts and in those hearts of those that loved Him, those ladies that stood nearby that the Bible records for us, the ones that followed to see where He was laid, I'm sure a great deal of gloom and heartache and sadness filled their hearts to in ways that are unimaginable. The disciples who had given so much of their life now to following this man now see it as an ending. And that it has not only ended, but it has ended in a defeat like they could have never imagined. I'm sure Friday night and Saturday were very dark days for the disciples. It is much like the story in the widow in the by street, where a man is being taken to be hung in the city square. And the people are there, and out there in the crowd is his mother. And she's watching as they take him up there and they place the rope around his neck and they pull the lever and the rope does its job. And someone hears her murmur, broken things, too broke to mend. See that phrase, broken things, too broke to mend, that's a phrase of complete defeat. Things that are so broken that there is no way that they can ever be put back together again. That is probably where the disciples were on Saturday. But yet the Bible records for us then of some ladies going to the tomb on Sunday morning before the sun had even risen. And they went to the tomb with such love in their hearts. They loved Jesus so much. And they were just acting on emotion. They wanted to get there. They wanted to do that. They wanted to prepare his burial because they loved him. And in fact, they were so consumed with their love and what they wanted to do for Christ, they never thought about how are we going to get the stone off the cave, right? How are we going to move that thing? We're just women. We can't move that. It's so heavy. But when they arrived, there wasn't any need for that, was there? For it had been moved. And when you look at the Greek about that, how that stone was removed from the tomb, folks, it wasn't just rolled out of the way. It wasn't like with Lazarus where they just rolled it out of the way. It was thrown away. And Christ was not in the grave. He had risen. So you see, God raised Jesus from the dead. And what was believed to be defeat on Friday was seen very clearly to be the greatest victory this world has ever known on Sunday morning. God, through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, provided salvation to all mankind. Provided salvation for you and me. It is the reason while we can sit here tonight as God's children and worship Him as His saved children. And it is that great act of love. John said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." And that love is there. It's there in that death. It's there on that Sunday morning in victory. Our enemy Satan seeks to defeat us through our sins. He is that roaring lion seeking to devour you tonight. He wants to rob you of the victory that God has provided to you. He wants to take that away. He wants to make your life defeat. When God has said, "I will give you victory." He wants you to believe that there is nothing you need in your life. But there is a need in your life tonight. You have a need for Jesus Christ. It is the greatest need you'll ever have as you live upon this earth. And it is the need that you can meet. Jesus has paid the price for your redemption. To meet that need, He has done what is necessary. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 19, "Knowing that you were not redeemed of perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb unblemished, spotless, the blood of Christ." Through Him, we can overcome what surely would be defeat in our lives because we've all sinned. And folks, that's defeat. We can find victory in Him. Because of Christ, there can be victory where there was once thought to be defeat. The difference between despair and hope is God. The difference between frustration in this life and fulfillment is God. The difference between death of Jesus on a Friday afternoon and the resurrection of Jesus on Sunday morning was God. The difference between the old life of failure and sin and the new life of victory and life tonight is God. There is power for you. There is mercy for you. There is forgiveness for you if you're willing to give yourself to Him. If you are living tonight in the apparent defeat of sin, know that life does not have to be about defeat. That Jesus Christ came that you might know victory. That victory might not only be a short victory just in the moment, but a victory that would last indeed for all eternity. And victory belongs to those who have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you have not, your life is a matter of defeat. But victory awaits just on the other side of obedience. Obey that gospel. Find that victory by believing in Christ, repenting of your sins, confessing Jesus as the Son of God, the one that made that victory possible, and be buried in baptism, having the sins that bring defeat to your life washed away, that you might rise victorious, just as Jesus Christ rose victorious on that Sunday morning. Rise to eternal life. If you're a child of God, maybe you knew that victory once in your life and you relished in it and you celebrated in it. But for whatever reason, you've let yourself fall back into the lifestyle of defeat. Come back to Christ. Know victory again. Know the celebration of having overcome the evil one through the one who died for you. If we can assist you in any way tonight, won't you let us, as we stand and as we sing.